Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Break Up on Purpose, A Catalyst for Growth by John Kim. Also known as The Angry Therapist, is a contemporary self-help and relationship recovery guide that reframes heartbreak as a turning point rather than only a loss. Drawing on his work as a licensed therapist and his own experience with relationship endings, Kim focuses on what a breakup can reveal about identity, needs, patterns, and personal standards. The book is structured to be practical and direct, pairing relatable stories with reflections and exercises designed to help readers move from acute pain to grounded self-understanding. A key organizing idea is that breakups are not all the same, so the path to healing should not be one size fits all. Instead of rushing readers toward positivity, the book emphasizes honest assessment of what happened, emotional processing, and intentional rebuilding. Its purpose is to help readers heal in a way that leads to measurable growth, clearer boundaries, and healthier future relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing a breakup as a transformation, not just an ending. A central message of the book is that a breakup can function as a catalyst for growth when it is approached with intention. Rather than treating heartbreak as an event to simply get over, Kim frames it as a process of breaking down old assumptions and breaking through to a clearer, more current version of the self. This perspective shifts the goal from reunion, revenge, or quick relief toward recovery that produces change you can carry forward, in practice. This means slowing down enough to notice what the relationship revealed about your attachment to certain narratives, your tolerance for misalignment, and the ways you may have abandoned your own needs. The book encourages readers to treat pain as information without romanticizing suffering. That balance matters because it keeps the work grounded. Grief is real, but so is the possibility of building new standards and a more stable identity. In this framing, moving on is not only about time passing or distraction, it is about actively metabolizing the experience and letting it reshape how you choose partners, communicate, and care for yourself. Secondly, 8 breakup types and why the context changes the healing path. Kim organizes the breakup experience into 8 types, including scenarios such as the Big One breakup, being blindsided, a mutual flat soda ending, infidelity-related endings, high drama cycles, almost relationships, breakups that never end, and divorce. The value of this framework is not labeling for its own sake, but recognizing that different endings trigger different emotional injuries and recovery obstacles. A blindsided breakup may create shock, rumination, and a shattered sense of reality, while a mutual breakup can still carry grief but often leaves more room for clarity and respectful closure. An almost relationship can produce a specific kind of unfinished feeling that makes it easy to idealize what never fully existed. Divorce adds complexity, like shared logistics, identity shifts, and long-term entanglements. By distinguishing the type, the reader can better identify what they are actually grieving: the person, the future they imagined, the loss of stability, or the loss of self-respect. This approach supports more tailored healing steps and reduces self-judgment by normalizing why certain breakups feel uniquely destabilizing. Thirdly, story, truth, and accountability, separating what happened from what you tell yourself. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that healing requires confronting the story you carry about the breakup and comparing it to the truth of the relationship. Kim uses a candid tone and reflective prompts to help readers notice how narratives form under stress, selective memory, idealization, demonization, and the tendency to assign all power to the other person. By identifying these distortions, readers can stop reinforcing the bond through fantasy and stop keeping themselves stuck through self-blame. This is also where accountability appears in a practical way. Accountability does not mean taking responsibility for another person's choices. It means owning your participation in patterns, your boundaries, your communication, and the moments you ignored what you knew. The aim is not moral judgment, but clarity that creates leverage for change. When you can name the real dynamics, you can also grieve the real loss instead of chasing closure from an imagined relationship. That shift supports forgiveness, not as excusing harm, but is releasing the grip of the past so your next chapter is chosen rather than reactive. Fourthly, breakthrough work, doing exercises that turn insight into change. A defining feature of the book is its emphasis on action-oriented inner work, presented as breakthrough work. The premise is that insight without practice often becomes another form of rumination, while structured exercises can convert pain into growth. While the specific activities vary by breakup context, they generally focus on strengthening self-awareness, processing emotion, and setting new standards. This can include examining triggers that pull you back into contact, identifying false beliefs about worthiness or love, and clarifying what you will no longer negotiate in future relationships. The practical tone matches Kim's self-help in a shot-glass-style concise guidance intended to be applied, not only admired. The exercises function like a bridge between the immediate crisis of heartbreak and the longer project of rebuilding identity. They encourage readers to create their own evidence of growth through consistent behavior, such as boundary keeping, values-based decision making, and healthier self-talk. Over time, this work is positioned as the difference between repeating the same relationship and becoming someone who chooses differently. Lastly, rebuilding identity, boundaries, and connection after the relationship ends, beyond emotional recovery. The book focuses on the practical identity work that follows a breakup, who you are when the relationship role is gone, and how you relate moving forward. Kim highlights that breakups can disrupt routines, community, and self-image, which is why moving on often requires rebuilding structures, not just feelings. This rebuilding includes boundaries around contact, social media, and mutual circles, so that healing is protected rather than constantly reopened. It also includes setting personal standards that reflect what you learned, such as clearer expectations around honesty, availability, and respect. Another thread is the role of connection and support. The book does not position healing as a purely solitary achievement, but as something strengthened through honest conversations, community, and seeking help when needed. That perspective counters the shame many readers feel after a relationship ends, especially in breakups involving betrayal or repeated cycles. By focusing on identity, boundaries, and supportive connection, the book points the reader toward a future where love is not a rescue from emptiness, but an addition to an already anchored life. In conclusion, Breakup on Purpose is best suited for readers who want more than comfort after a breakup and are willing to look directly at patterns, choices, and emotional habits that may have contributed to the relationship dynamic. It can be helpful for people navigating many kinds of endings, from mutual drifting apart to blindsiding splits, infidelity, on-again, off-again cycles, and divorce, because it treats the details of the breakup as important to the recovery plan. The practical benefit is a clearer map naming the breakup type, separating story from truth, and applying structured exercises to move from rumination to measurable change. Intellectually, the book offers an accessible way to think about heartbreak as an identity transition, where grief and growth can coexist without forcing premature positivity. What makes it stand out in the breakup and self-help category is its direct voice combined with a therapist-informed framework and a focus on doing the work, not only understanding it. Many breakup books emphasize coping or dating again. Kim emphasizes rebuilding the self, strengthening boundaries, and setting new standards so future relationships are chosen from wholeness rather than scarcity. If you would like to support John Kim, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.